That's what we heard, Robbie Williams, and then on to you two. And I'd just like to delve into your psyche now and ask you a few questions. Something you've probably been asked before. What was the first gig that you ever went to?
Horslips, Red Island, Scaries, circa 1977. No, 76.
Horslips. Wow. Horse camel lips. Okay.
First proper gig that I went to see.
Yeah.
The Clash. In 1978 it must have been, on their remote control tour, and that was it. They just
an inspiration, I should imagine.
Well, they just set fire to themselves and everyone else who was there. It was great.
If you weren't Edge,
the edge,
what would you be? You'd be the Edge, the.
What would I be?
Profession, alternative career.
I always fancied running a hardware shop.
Really?
Yeah, just the idea of weighing out nails always seemed somewhat appealing.
Something about the texture that appeals.
Then again, there was that fella who was selling ice cream in the south of France. He had a small boat and a little fridge. I just thought that'd be cool. So I was driving around the Nice harbour selling ice cream.
Yeah,
you never know. One day. Okay, if you went to Bono, the pop star, what would you be? You'd be Bono the...
I don't know. Fancy a driving instructor. He's always
Have you got the patience?
Those bastards.
Have you got the patience?
Well, I failed 3 or 4 times.
Did you?
I remember.
Did you actually pass? I've seen you driving actually.
I did.
That's
pass
a bit of a
end.
Touchy subject, Joe.
Sorry,
don't.
I did. But the reason I passed was that after 3 times they give it to you anyway. So I've always thought I'll be a driving instructor and I'll get back at that guy. I was going actually at one point. Right, we just stopped. We're just driving along a road. And he says, stop. I stopped. And he says, right, off you go. So off I went. It was a hill start, okay? It was hardly a bump. I mean, you know, these people...
No, you failed your hill start.
Yeah. So I was just going to
drive
an old
one.
Take him up the mountains, just smack him around the place, you know, and then just leave him there. That was it, so...
Okay, Bono, the driving instructor. How would you spend your last night on Earth? The Edge.
I don't know, get some great albums together, a few mates, and just party till the last possible second.
Would the other members of the band be there?
Maybe. No, I probably would, yeah.
Okay, Bono?
Well, I'd want to get right with the Lord, that's for sure. I'd be down there, I'd have a rosary, I'd have a Book of Mormon, I'd be covering
bases,
a lot of bases.
Smart move. What's your most annoying habit, Bono?
My most annoying habit?
Yeah, something that people might say, God, that really drives me mad when you do that. Edge, you can chip in here, obviously.
Driving, I think, again. That I still want to.
I think the talking, telling jokes and looking for a cassette as he's driving, the cassette being normally on the floor of the passenger side, so there's very little concentration on the road or the
people don't travel with him often then, I presume.
I'm a great navigator. Look where I've brought us all today.
Hey,
Rotterdam in the rain.
Why Rotterdam, incidentally? Why do tours always start in Rotterdam?
Cheap stadium.
Hey, bargains. Edge, what's your most annoying habit? Bono again, feel free.
Tuning my guitar in the middle of band conversations would probably be the top of the list. I don't know, to be honest, because I don't think I have any really annoying habits. But
anyone have any other?
Can I answer that?
You certainly can.
Edge's only annoying habit is that he doesn't really have any. And that is annoying to people who are more flawed than he. He is.
I'm just saying he's perfect.
I think he is. I think on this particular episode of Star Trek, he is sort of Dr. Spock.
Yeah, fantastic. Or Data.
Yeah.
Data doesn't know wrong. Yeah. The next generation, you see.
Yeah, that's
what's your poison?
Sorry.
What's your poison?
Tequila.
I have to agree.
Tequila, this
Only
tour.
Only because this tour is the tequila tour.
It's quite
a drug, that, you know, it's legal. And you stay up all night, you get into trouble, and you have a great excuse and you can't go to prison.
And have you got into trouble much on this tour? They'll be there telling us to wind things up. Have you got into trouble on this tour?
No. We've been very good. We haven't had much time to get into trouble.
That's right.
Yeah, but you're looking, you'll probably set that to right in Europe. Can you choose a record for us now? I'd like you both to pick a record that we can
play.
How
would be?
This Angels Go Bold?
No. No, Take Your Partner by the Hand, which is, I think, going to be his third single. It's a great, great album. And this, I think Angels Go Ball is going to go right up the charts. But this one's the number one. Take Your Partner by the Hand. She walks alone down a sleazy back street. Oh, my God.
So that was Howie B from the album. And that was, what was it called again?
Take Your Partner by the Hand.
Take Your Partner by the Hand. And it's only fair that Edge has a choice now of a record to play. But first of all, have you got anything that we can give away as a competition prize? This is like a bit of a tradition. Your body.
You've got it. The body.
Hey. Do you want? I'll give you one of my muscle shirts.
It's the
next best thing. It's certainly the nearest thing.
It's modelled on your own body, obviously.
Yes, it is. It's sculpted to me.
Okay, that sounds all right. And unfortunately, I will have to give it away. And we need a question as well. God, what can we think of?
Well, it has to
measure the distance from one nipple to another. How about that?
Okay, well, we'll have to
People
do that
don't
in a minute,
talk about
of course.
Men's nipples.
No, they don't. Well, if you've got sensitive nipples.
Have I?
Yeah. Some are more than others.
We don't talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they're great. I don't even feel the weights anymore.
Fine.
I'm hanging them off there.
Can you guess the distance then between Bono's nips? Thank you very much. We shall measure it and you can write in and enter the competition.
That's got the tape
that's
measure
than
right.
Most competitions.
Yeah. It's Radio 1, the Lunchtime Social, London W1N for DJ. Thank you very much for coming in this afternoon. And anyone on the guest list tonight? Anyone impressive? Because you're kind of pulling in these celebs everywhere that
you can.
I hate all that stuff.
It's just because we're good-looking guys. That's why all the supermodels come along.
With pert nipples.
Look, I mean, that's the thing. It's like when you start playing with show business, you know, sometimes it starts playing with you. But that's not what we're about. I'll tell you what we're about. We're putting on the greatest show on earth.
That's true.
And that's what you intend to do.
And being humble.
Yes.
I take my hat off to you. Thank you very much. We'll go out on Edge's choice. Would you like to introduce it?
This is the Fun-Loving Criminals, the King of New York.
Say goodbye to the nation.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
R. Kelly and Gotham City. Hope we've entertained you this afternoon and also given you some kind of an insight into what's awaiting you when the Pop Mart tour hits you. You two playing on the 22nd and 23rd of August in London at Wembley, 28th in Leeds on 30th in Dublin, and then the 2nd of September they play Edinburgh in Scotland. I'll see you again with you two from Rotterdam on Top of the Pops tonight at 7:30 BBC One, and then again the band playing live at 11:25 tonight on BBC One. I'm off to watch the soundcheck. As you can hear, it's in full swing and Marianne Hobbs is next. See ya.
Right.
From top.
This is New Music Radio 1.
Listen to it.